Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Our Youth, Aspiration and Values. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has made youth a stage of strength, vitality and giving, and has placed within young people determination and the capacities for building and achievement. And we bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And we bear witness that our Master and our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad, is the Messenger of Allah. O Allah, send your peace, blessings and grace upon him, his family, his companions, and all who follow him in the world, in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. O servants of Allah, I counsel you and myself to be mindful of Allah, for verily Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ O you who believe, be mindful of Allah, and let every soul consider what it has sent ahead for tomorrow. And be mindful of Allah. Surely Allah is all aware of what you do. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. The khutbah we have today is about a vitally important stage of our life. A stage in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the fullness of our strength and the loftiness of our aspiration. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this when he says, اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن ضَعْفٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ ضَعْفٍ قُوَّةٍ Allah is the one who created you from weakness and then after weakness gave you strength. Indeed, brothers and sisters, this stage in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about strength is the stage of youth. Youthhood is strength in the body, elevation in the spirit, loftiness in ambition, and the seeds for leadership in our ability to give and achieve. And it reaches its fullness and bears its finest fruits when it is guided by sincere faith and directed by the highest of values and governed by wisdom. And so the Noble Quran presents radiant examples of young people who combined their lofty aspiration, their noble values, and the strength of their faith. For it says, إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَىٰ Indeed, they were youths who believed in their Lord and we increased them in guidance. Brothers and sisters, this is the Quran speaking about the companions of the cave who were all young. And so one of the messages that our young people should take is the importance of guarding their faith and having good companionship in that preservation. For the very foundation of their lives are being determined by their connection to their faith. And ultimately, it is that connection that becomes the path to their felicity or happiness. And so we should reflect that the glad tidings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reach us concerning the young person who remains steadfast in their obedience to Allah. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, سَبْعَةٌ يُضِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلُّهُ He said, there are seven whom Allah will shade in his shade on a day when there shall be no shade except his shade. وَذَكَرَ مِنْهُمْ And he mentioned from amongst them as being وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ A young person who grew up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, brothers and sisters, one of the ways that our young people or the youth can draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in their treatment of their elders and their parents. And so we remind the youth that it's important that they honor their parents and they be good to them, and that they in turn reflect back to their parents the fruit of their upbringing and the focus of their hopes. For it is the nature of parenthood that every parent hopes that their children, as they grow up, will be those who will be a cause of pride and honor, and that their children will in turn be a source of support and strength unto them. And part of that hope is that our children should be those who recognize the value of their time and who listen to the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he advised a young man, like any youth, when he said, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمسا. He said, take good care, or make sure that you take advantage of five before five. And from them he mentioned, شبابك قبل حرمك. He mentioned your youth before your old age. And then he said, وصحتك قبل سقمك. And he said, your health before your illness. And then he mentioned, وفراغك قبل شغلك. And your free time before you become occupied and busied. So brothers and sisters, this is something that we should all ask ourselves, but especially our youth, especially those who are in this formative stage of their lives. What are we doing with our time? What is our goal as we journey through life? How are we ultimately sowing the seeds that we can hope to reap in the next life, in the life of eternity? And so brothers and sisters, this means that we shouldn't allow our time, and especially the days and nights, to pass without some manner of seeking to draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many of the righteous say that whoever finds his days equal, right, to what has just preceded, and finds that his, or might even find that their yesterday was better than his today, has in fact become someone who has accustomed themselves to loss. And what they deem to be an increase, i.e. their lifespan, is in reality a diminishment. For the one who really is increasing is the one who's taking advantage of the Ra'asmal, the capital of their life, which is their time, and is investing that in a way that ultimately will benefit them, which is good deeds and deeds done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will bear their fruits for eternity. So brothers and sisters, one of the things that we can do, especially when we're in our period of youth, is to seek knowledge and to gain knowledge and to acquire new skills that we can seek to benefit others in. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man saraka tariqan yaltamisu fihi ilman," whoever follows a path seeking knowledge, "sahhalallahu lahu bihi tariqan ila al-jannah." Allah will facilitate for him a path into paradise. And so part of this seeking knowledge is that we should ask the people of specialism in these formats of knowledge and recognize who are the people who are the raja, who are the ahl al-dhikr, who are the people of specialism that we can take knowledge from them, and the people of expertise. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So ask the people of knowledge or the people of remembrance and expertise if you do not know. And part of that reality is that we become people who acclimatize themselves to seeking wisdom. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever is granted wisdom, they have been granted much good. So brothers and sisters, let us take this path of knowledge. Let us take this path of seeking wisdom. The great Sahabi, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, whenever he was confronted with a difficult matter, would consult, and amongst them he would always consult the youth, because there is something to be said about the sharpness and vitality of the young. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to consult when he says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Cooperate with one another in righteousness and taqwa. So part of the path for us as elders in the community, as those who have children, is not to underestimate the mutual consultation that we can have with the young. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who draw nearer to Him in a way of truthfulness, in a way of sincerity, in a way of aligning ourselves to Him in this path that is orientating our hearts towards seeking His pleasure. And may He make us be people of knowledge and wisdom, وما ذلك على الله بعزيز, and that is not something difficult for Allah. والحمد لله رب العالمين, and unto him is all praise. I say this and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.